wildfires keep charring the West. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of acres. It's crazy.
President Trump will survey some of the damage today in California.
They've never had anything like it.
Now, he's blaming bad forest management for making the fires worse. The Democratic governors in the West blame climate change. So does Joe Biden. And the Democratic presidential nominee will speak out about that later today.
President Trump is coming here to Sacramento. He will be meeting with first responders, and he will hear firsthand just how bad these fires are. At least 35 people have been killed in California, Oregon, and Washington. Tens of thousands have been forced from their homes, and all told, flames have burned an area almost the size of New Jersey.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. The Gulf Coast might get hit overnight with another hurricane. Fox's Evan Brown tracking Sally live.
Yeah, Dave, Sally is about 100 miles out from the mouth of the Mississippi River, and already there are rain bands hitting Pensacola, Florida. Those rain bands are expected to move slowly over the northern Gulf Coast, says National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham.
And that's where you're going to see the possibility of tornadoes, waterspouts, and you're going to see some of those heavy rainfall totals as well.
And then there's the storm surge. Sally is expected to bring up to 11 feet of it between the Mississippi River and the town of Ocean Springs, Dave.
Evan, two new tropical storms formed today, Teddy and Vicky. President Trump, the campaign defending his big indoor rally last night in Nevada.
We will very easily defeat the China virus. That's what's happening, and we're already making that turn.
Many in the crowd weren't wearing masks at a rally defying the state's ban on big gatherings. Nevada's Democratic governor called it reckless. Trump campaign spokesperson Aaron Perini told Fox,
if you can violently riot in the streets, if you can violently protest in the streets, if you can go and gamble in a casino without any health or safety precautions, then the president can stand in front of supporters and have a conversation with them.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearinghouse will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Is your air conditioning system ready for the summer heat? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, quick refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
For today, sunny with a high of 105, 79 the overnight low, 5 mile per hour winds. Tomorrow, 105, calm winds, 75 for tomorrow night, sunshine on Tuesday. Sunny and warmer on Wednesday, we'll get to 108, 78 Wednesday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. You are listening to Life, Death, and the Law, another edition of Life, Death, and the Law. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Well, good morning, man.
Pushing buttons, turning dials, and making it look so easy over there. We were talking, well, I guess you were talking earlier on the air, Russ, before I came in, about some of the initiatives that are happening on a national level.
Sure.
You talked about the ballots and things like that and
crazy
those
stuff.
Early ballots going out. We're living in an interesting time, and it's not just nationally, it's actually locally here in Arizona as well. I attended last Friday a lunch with a few House of Representatives, Arizona House of Representatives, and also with some Arizona Senators, and it was interesting in this roundtable luncheon that I went to, they were talking about some of the initiatives that are happening now in Arizona that I wasn't really aware of. I mean, to this point, I've been focusing on making a living for my family during COVID and things like that.
But I think that's fair, because I think so much has been going on. I mean, you're a busy guy anyway, but even in the political realm, where people have to go, taking a look at politics, these propositions are such a back burner as compared to prior years.
Absolutely, and I think that's part of their strategy, and I was really kind of blown away at the money that's being dumped into these two propositions. So just to remind the listeners, there's only going to be two propositions on the ballot this cycle, and that's Prop 207 and 208.
You know where the money's coming from. It's all out-of-state money.
Out of state, and we're being... the conservative voice is being outspent 4-1. There was about $4 million that came in just from outside money for Prop 208, and primarily coming from other states such as Washington, Oregon, these special interest groups, California, and you're not hearing any of that. In fact, the way that they will present these two propositions is very sly. Because it's always for the children.
It's about the children.
And when you see that, oh, okay, sure, yeah, yes, I'm going to vote yes for that because I want education for kids.
That's how we know it's a lie.
I know. Anytime I see it's for the children, I'm always skeptical. But we're not the only ones that think like that, Russ. But there are some people that feel like, you know, if I see something that's going to go to education or help the kids, man, by golly, I'm probably going to vote for that. But when you don't look at the fine print, you're going to do something that's going to radically change the fabric of Arizona. Number one, Prop 207. Prop 207 is a marijuana bill. It's tried to be passed in the past.
It's for the children.
It's for the children. So obviously we need to make marijuana recreationally legal, and that's going to help our children here in Arizona. The fact of the matter is...
We neither one of us believe in that, but,
no,
but that's
right.
The rhetoric.
And so why am I so opposed to this? Well, number one, because statistically, when you look at marijuana use, a lot of people say, well, it's just a gateway drug. You know, you start out with marijuana, it's easier to go to the next step of cocaine or these harder drugs. In reality, what we're finding now in more states that have actually passed recreational use marijuana bills, like Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and these particular states, what we're starting to find now is that the propensity for violence after partaking in marijuana, not the first time or the second time, but studies show after the seventh or eighth time of taking recreational marijuana, there is a change psychologically in that individual. And we've seen an increase in those states in admittance to the emergency rooms with little kids,
big time,
with little babies,
yeah,
because violence and psychotic acts in individuals. And that's not being talked about anywhere. But if you look it up, you'll start to find all these cases in these states where it's become legal. And it was legal back primarily when we tried to pass it. It barely did not pass the last cycle. It wasn't this last election.
And there was a lot of work to block it.
Oh, my gosh.
This time that work isn't there.
And so what you'll see is you'll see these TV ads that are coming up saying, well, it's for Arizona's children and education. Why? Because there's a tax on that particular marijuana item. So it's a higher tax, allegedly, and that higher tax is to fund the Arizona Teachers Academy, which was created by the three universities back in, I think, 2017 or around that time frame. Governor Ducey, if you remember back to the big walkouts and things like that.
20% increase in pay raise for Red for Ed.
That's right, Red for Ed. That was the big mantra back in 2017.
Yeah.
And 2016, you know, around that time frame. But the governor in 2017, in his State of the State address, he committed to helping education, and he did that. So over the course of these years, since 2017, these 3 years, he's gradually increased funding for education. And now, teacher salaries in Arizona rank about 17th, if we're talking gross. But net, you know, when you add in benefits and things like that, we sit at number 11 in the nation for salaries.
I didn't know it was that high.
Yeah. So he's done what he said he was going to do. He's elevated us from basically the bottom of the list.
Do we have better teachers?
I think we do.
Okay.
I
always thought we did. But that whole nonsense of give me a 20% raise because your kids deserve it. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, my wife is in education. She's been a stay-at-home mom for years. But prior to that, she was teaching in the classroom. And I was there right behind her. I was finishing up my undergrad when she taught for a couple semesters. And I was the janitor for the school. So after school was out, I would go to the school and be with my wife. I'd help clean the rooms and clean up all the bathrooms and things like that. And it was just fun to do that. But once we started having children, the decision was made that she would stay home. And I'm so glad that we did that. But I'm glad that I married an educator because she's so on top of it when it comes to curriculum, what to look for, and how to spot things that are not, you know, appropriate or going to make a difference necessarily in our child's lives and those things that will. And so I'm so happy that I was able to marry an educator because she is so privy to all that stuff. And when she was teaching, you know, we weren't millionaires, I can tell you that much. It was a meager salary, but she did it because she loved the kids and she loved what she was doing. And it was enough to get by. And now with these increases, it's more, but does that change a person's ability to teach? I don't think so. That's an inner person's, you're either right, you're either a good teacher or you're not. That's basically how you need to find another job. I don't know if you know that until you actually get into the workforce and start to work it out. But money being dumped into a fund to help teachers become better teachers, I don't think is necessarily a bad thing, but allowing people to use marijuana in order to get there, I think,
yeah,
I don't see the tie. And so if you're listening to this program, be aware of Prop 207 that's going to be on your ballot. You're going to start getting your early ballots soon in the mail if you signed up for that. And most of these issues will be decided before November 3rd because of your ability to get your ballots and turn them in prior to that. So it's very important that you understand what you're voting for, that it's not for the kids. It's actually for recreational use of marijuana, but they're tying it here or trying to tie it to a link. Understand that this is not Arizona proposing this. There's about $4 million being dumped into this campaign from outside sources that did not come from Arizona. About $500,000 from Arizona pushing it from the Democratic Party and its affiliates. But most of this is coming from outside money. We'll be talking about a little bit more in just a minute. We'll be right back after this, 560 AM, KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Fox News at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com. News Talk 560 KBOU, where you're always right.
The 2020 general election is November 3rd. That's just around the corner. Hi, I'm Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs with an important message. The deadline to register to vote is October 5th. So don't wait. Visit arizona.vote and register today. You can also request a one-time ballot by mail or sign up for the permanent early voting list. Remember, the voter registration deadline is October 5th. Visit arizona.vote, your source for trusted election information.
Be sure to listen for the border reports each morning for information on border crossing wait times and the traffic reports each afternoon, Monday through Friday. You'll receive up-to-date road closures and restrictions due to construction and road repairs. Get the information you need with the border crossing and road reports brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm Attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. He's pushing the buttons, writing stuff down. I don't know what he's writing. I guess he's keeping score on what I'm saying.
Yeah, I've got you 5-1.
Oh, my gosh.
Five correct.
Oh, that's good. What was the one incorrect? That's what I want to know.
Well, you didn't mention me.
Oh, my bad. Well, we were talking about the upcoming propositions prior to the break that are going to be on your ballot. So as you're receiving those ballots in the mail pretty soon here in the upcoming 3 weeks, I believe it is, you're going to start getting your ballots in the mail. And this election will be decided prior to November 3rd. I can guarantee you that. Why? Because we're going to be receiving our ballots in the mail, and people are going to vote way earlier than November 3rd. And so those are going to be tallied up. I mean, we're going to know pretty soon who's going to be the president of the United States before November 3rd. We're going to know who who won the judgeships here in our Superior Court, that kind of stuff. Those numbers will be pretty well known. However, having said that, what is not really well known around the state is the danger of these upcoming propositions. And like I said, there's only two propositions this election cycle, and I think that's on purpose. What's crazy to me is that the data shows that there's been so much money poured into Arizona. I think the left sees Arizona as a true purple type state.
Well, and they focused all their money on one state. They're doing one state at a time.
And they're not.
So we're listed up.
And they're not dumb. I mean, they are infusing a lot of money here.
Yeah.
And I mentioned the 4-to-1 outspending. They prepaid commercial time, you know, for against McSally. So if you're watching TV or your local TV and you're going to see these ads for Mark.
Yeah.
I don't even remember his name.
All right, Mark was right.
Gifford. Gifford's husband. What's his name? Mark something or other. I mean, he's got some really cool accomplishments as well. But the fact of the matter is he's kind of a radical thinking and proposal type individual that is going to try and change the fabric of Arizona.
Mark Kelly.
Mark Kelly. There you go. And Gabby Gifford's husband, right?
Right.
And so he's running against Martha McSally, and she's being outspent 4-to-1 easily.
And she's raised more money than any U.S. Senate race, but she's being outspent 4-to-1. So what does that tell you?
Part of the reason why is because I give them props. I mean, those that are trying to forward Mark Kelly, they prepaid commercial airtime. I mean, we're talking 6 months ago, 9 months ago. They prepaid slots of airtime on our local TVs and through the networks. And so you're going to see more of Mark Kelly ads than you are of McSally. And they're, you know, when I'm watching or I'm listening to the radio, I'm thinking, well, where's McSally? How come where's Martha's stuff?
That was mentioned the other day. It does not crowd out Martha. Here's what Paige Meisenheimer, who his wife works in advertising, even though Mark bought $10 million or whatever of advertising, if she comes up with $10 million, gives it to them, they have to match it, even if they bump national ads to do it. It's a equal time requirement. They have to.
Interesting.
But so even if they got to cut your show short of Different Strokes, they got to put the ads out.
I get you. Okay. But the reality is she going to? She's never going to. And I'm not saying this in a bad way or a negative.
It's 4
way.
To 1 in money.
But
so
the reality
that's
is
what the difference.
They got out of the gate fast and with a lot of money. And Martha is not going to raise that. I love Martha McSally.
But it's not just money that buys an election. And I think if the truth gets out there and you and I and everyone talk about, you know, because if we talk policy, Mark's a big loser for the state of Arizona. He's anti-gun, for one.
Yeah, exactly.
He's pro-abortion.
What I don't like is I don't like people coming into Arizona and bringing their mentalities, such as Mark. He's not from Arizona. He didn't grow up in Arizona. I don't like people coming into Arizona.
Well, and he doesn't have Arizona values.
Exactly right. And that's what drives me crazy.
And the money being spent is not Arizona money.
Yeah, and they come in and they say, well, this is good for Arizona. This is, you know, marijuana is good for Arizona. It's for the kids and these types of things. The people that are proposing these things are not Arizonans. They're coming from out of state.
Right.
Don't come into my state and tell me how to be like California. There was a 600,000 person exodus from California, Washington, and Oregon since the last election. And I every day, I meet with people from Oregon, Washington, and California that have moved here, and they tell me the same thing. Adam, it became so impossible to live there, not because it's not beautiful or because of the natural habitat that we had, but the property taxes, the bureaucracy in our local cities and towns. It was impossible to live there or afford to live there, and we had to leave. In fact, we are so happy we left. We're sad that we left our friends and our families, but we are so much happier here in Yuma because we don't have to worry about the bureaucracy and the government controls. Well, we will have to worry about that if we continue to elect these individuals that come into our state and they say, no, we're for Arizona, we're for the kids, and this is how we get there. We legalize marijuana. We increase taxes on those high-income wage earners in the state of Arizona. for the kids. It's all for the kids. If we allow these people to come into our state and tell us how to be running things, we're going to end up just like Washington, Oregon, and California. And that's not what we want. But they're very sly in the way that they present these arguments. It's all for the kids. Don't worry about it. It's all for the kids. It's not for the kids. It's going to dramatically change the fabric of our Arizona way of life. And we can't allow people to come into our House of Representatives or our state Senate that have outside views or values. And I'm not arguing against outside thought.
No.
Not at all. But these outside thoughts are not good. And not good for Arizona, primarily because we know our value system. We love our families. We love our God. We love our freedom. And when you have these outside thoughts come in that say, you know what, let's step back and let's put some government officials in there. They know better than you do about educating your children. They know what they need to learn in the classroom when it comes to sex,
because we're,
sex ed, when it comes to medicinal marijuana and recreational use. It's okay, you know?
But
we know better than you.
We're proposition state, not all are. And with a proposition state, you realize that heavy money can do it. Heavy money coming in from out of state is running who we are. And that's, and they know that if we get these things in, we've got a better chance of turning liberal, better chance of dumbing down. And heavy taxes will drive people away. Because if we raise the taxes, like in 208, then we're going to become, we're already the 10th highest right now. We would be put in the 10th highest.
Right, exactly.
And, it would raise the taxes of those that make money, like $250,000 a year or more, 77% increase in taxes.
77%, but they don't say it that way. They say, oh, it's only a 3.5 increase on those high-income earners.
77% increase.
Yeah, but when you do the math, that's a 77% jump.
And more than
double your tax.
And the legislators can't say, oops, we made a mistake, fix it. Can't fix it. It's a proposition.
Yeah, so what does that mean, Russ, when you say that?
It means that the voters put it in, it becomes part of the Constitution, and it can't be legislated out. It's in there, it's in there. And the only way to take it out is by another proposition.
That's right, which is very, difficult. Very difficult to do.
And any time they write new laws, and I'm talking legislators write new laws, they make mistakes. And you don't know it for a year, and you go, oh my gosh, that's an unintended consequence. Let's fix it. We tweak it. Can't tweak these.
You can't tweak them.
We got an unintended consequence, and we say, oh my God, there's an unintended consequence. Can't tweak it, because it's part of the Constitution. Got to do it.
The same with 207. Once it is passed, it's unpassable. And to a certain extent, our legislators can't go in and say, oh, man, the way that was drafted was kind of sloppy, and we need to get in there and tweak it. It's not doable. You've got to have it through a proposition through the people, and nobody's going to propose that. The process to get a proposition through in order to get on the ballot is very, very difficult.
Do you know what law I'd like to tweak? Our proposition law. When that was first put in, when we became a state, I don't think they had a conceptualization that other states would pour big money into our state to change us. They thought it was something that would be handled inside the state, not that California and these monstrous states with monstrous money would come in and say, let's change Arizona.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. So I'd like to switch that proposition. I'd like to take it out altogether.
I wonder if there's a way. I don't know if this election law, in the sense of legality when it comes to election law, if there is a way to prevent outside money. I know on a national level, there was a Supreme Court case back in the day that it wasn't that long ago, but it was about 7 years ago, the Citizens United case that allowed outside corporate money to fund elections and super PACs and things like that. And the right hailed that as a great, victory. And it technically was, if you're for freedom, you know. But at the same time, it allows for a lot of, we don't really know. You do have to disclose where the money's coming from, but at the same time, it's pouring in from everywhere. I mean, it could be China, it could be Russia, it could be Iran, Iraq.
Too much anonymous money coming in. They make them small enough.
That's
they're
right.
Anonymous.
Mm-hmm. And so that is a fear. On the local level, on the Arizona level, I would like to see the ability to keep out outside money.
Yeah.
If you want something done in Arizona, you have to fund it from Arizona. I don't know if that's possible. Again, you know, if it's legal.
It would have to be put in the Constitution, I would assume.
Which I don't think is a bad deal. There's two different things going on here. You've got national, or in other words, federal election law, that, yes, they do supersede in a certain extent on the national level when we're talking about electing the president electing the senators and things like that to the actual federal system. But on the local level, on the Arizona level, we can control that. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. We'll be right back after this, 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
You work hard, you get paid, and as a good citizen, you pay your fair share of taxes. For things like schools, roads, and hospitals. But not for things like millionaire Mark Kelly's business schemes. Politically connected, Mark Kelly's company scored up to $2 million in COVID relief. Politician Mark Kelly's hypocrisy? He blasted the very same COVID relief program in a cheap political stunt. Mark Kelly played politics while Arizona families were suffering. Worse, Kelly's politically wired company also got $15 million in Arizona tax dollars to build a lavish headquarters. They made lofty predictions. They promised us jobs, but delivered layoffs. Kelly's company got millions, and Arizonans got broken promises and pink slips. That's millionaire Mark Kelly. He gets paid, and you pay the bill. Defend Arizona, pay for, and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Senstar Insecticide, you are a go for launch.
Introducing Senstar, an all-new fast-acting, long-lasting insecticide from Valent USA. With two effective modes of action, Senstar provides stellar control of whiteflies, aphids, thrips, and psyllids, protecting vegetables from unwanted invasion. Quickly eliminate pests at all life stages, including eggs, and boost your insect control with new Senstar from Valent.
And we have liftoff.
Contact your PCA or visit valent.com/Senstar.
Always read and follow label instructions.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Well, welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. Man, me and Russ were just going at it during the break, and we were talking about some of the COVID numbers that are coming out from the CDC, and it's
surprising, isn't it?
Surprising, yeah. I mean, from the beginning, the mass hysteria that existed, and now you see the actual numbers as it played out. It's kind of, I would say, infuriating. I mean, because of the
you've been
mass,
lied to.
The mass grab of power by the government, and I think we, when I say we, me and my partner Sean in our law office, we were the ones that were always saying, put the foot on the brake here, start pumping the brakes, because once you give up power to the government, it's very difficult to get it back. But it's felt like it was very easy for people to say, oh, yeah, I don't want to die. I want to stay in my house. The government knows better than me. Even if I can't go to work and get a paycheck, the government knows better. You know, obviously, we need to stay home and not kill people. That's not really the case as we see these numbers. You'd mentioned that 60% of individuals in the United States are under the age of 45.
Right.
So if you were to take the whole population of the U.S., 60% of those individuals would be under the age of 45. That's a huge percentage. And of those 60%, 0 to 45, there is a 2.54% death rate from COVID.
Right.
Meaning that those that contracted...
98.4% is over 45.
Right. And it's still a tragedy for the 2.54% families, right? And we're not negating that. But you made a really good observation, I think, as you're telling me about these statistics, that we, looking back now in retrospect, and of course it's 2020, right, when you look back, but what happened when this all went down back in March was that they said, no, you can't leave your house, can't go to work, you've got to stay home to protect the masses, because this is such a infectious disease that, number one, you're going to get it, and if you get it, you're going to die. That's basically what we were told. And so there's mass hysteria. And people stayed put, and rightfully so, because when you're being told, if you get this, you're going to die, I'm going to stay put. I mean, that's, you know, and we were really put in quarantine forcefully through government measures. We weren't allowed to, it was against the law to go and do certain things that we typically could do because we are a free nation.
Like enjoy life.
Go to Walmart, you know, and buy groceries. But you weren't to leave your house. And now looking back, it's such a low mortality rate that it's kind of infuriating to see the power grab and how it relates to this 2.5% death rate in those 0 to 45. And like I said, that's still tragedy.
We should send our kids to school. We need to put these productive people back into work, keep them working. And yeah, the death rate's 2.5%, and they represent 60% of the population. That 60% should have never been locked down.
What did that do? That caused a lot of angst, a lot of anxiety, and so now
it causes high suicide rates. Suicide rates are up 30%.
And then you move to the George Floyd issue that was like gas on a fire.
Yeah.
So now you have the populace that's really riled up already because they've got cabin fever. You throw in the George Floyd thing. Now that you see in retrospect, I remember when this George Floyd incident happened, and I think. And I'm not gonna burn you on the air, Russ. But I remember talking about this on air shortly after that happened. And you were. It's not that you were against the police, but you had seen the video and you mentioned how you know maybe he did stand on his neck or kneel on his neck for too long. And
yep.
I told my wife right when this happened. I said, listen, we don't know the circumstances, but if there's four policemen that are sitting there watching this, they obviously felt like it was reasonable force. Or else they would have intervened. I would have hoped to think that. I don't think you have four bad cops in a situation like that. I think maybe there are bad cops.
Sure.
You know, I'm not going to say that there are not. I would say on average, they are all good. There's going to be two bad ones, you know, in there that are doing bad things, maybe. But I would venture to guess that most individuals go into the police force because they want to do good for society. And they really believe why they're there and what they're doing is for the good of society, and they're going to act in that way. And I think when you see four individual cops that are sitting there, that primarily when we saw the first clip of the video that was released, it looked like, they're just whistling Dixie while this guy is sitting on the neck of this guy who's pleading for his life. In reality, now that we've actually had the whole body cams released, I don't know if you had the opportunity to watch those, but from the very beginning, I was saying to my wife, I said, let's wait and see the whole picture here.
But you and I are on the same on that. I mean, I was a wait and see, but it doesn't sound right to have someone on their neck for that long. I said that too, but
yes.
But I'm a wait and see guy. I wasn't condemning anybody. You got a phone call, by the way.
Yep.
Let's take
the phone call.
You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good. Yeah, your flag's still flying out there. That's a good sight to see.
That is good, yeah.
Pertaining to your discussion right at the moment, with further studies on the guy, he was all hyped up on some kind of drug, and which any kind of drug is going to send you very high blood pressure, you know, that's just the way drugs affect you, especially when you're getting popped by the cops. And also your earlier discussion about the weed, I hope and pray to God that they don't legalize that for recreation. Being an ex pot smoker, you know, back then, back in the 60s and 70s, it wasn't all that good of stuff, but it got you high, you know. But today's weed is just so overpowering that it's scary, even for an ex-drug addict like me.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you shared that on the air, and you're brave enough to do that, and I appreciate that. During the break, Russ and I were talking about the use of marijuana. I've actually never done it. My upbringing, we were just, you know, I was cautioned about it. I was told not to do it for particular reasons, and not just that, but other substances like that. And luckily, I say luckily, I was fortunate to have a friend group that had those same values or those morals, and so I never partook of that, and I haven't to this day. And so I appreciate you sharing the information from your personal experiences with that, because I think a lot of people in the media, when I see, for example, Saturday Night Live or something, which I don't watch anymore because it's
terrible.
So terrible, it's like it's not even funny anymore. It's not what it was, you know, back in the 90s with Sandler and Farley and things like that. Now it's just stupid, and it's like, that's not even funny. But anyway, when you watch TV or you watch movies, it's a joke. It's a joke. Oh, yeah, we had some weed, you know, and it's all about it's a joke, and you're cool. It's like, you're cool if you do it on the down low. Nobody knows about it, but everybody's really doing it. You know, that's the secret. Is that everybody's really doing it, but we just don't talk about it. That's like the joke in movie and media and TV and things like this. And I'm thinking, no, I don't think that's true. I think it's actually more not the case than anything, but that's not how we're made to believe from the media. And so I appreciate the caller letting us know his personal experience on that, and how it's not what the media portrays it to be. It's not this fun thing that, yeah, I'm sure you're having fun while you're doing it, but the reality is you'll get hooked to it. You'll have these tendencies to need it all the time at a certain point, and that's going to restrict the ability to work,
which has happened with a lot of people.
In the Prop 207 that's being proposed, they're very careful to talk about that. Oh, well, this isn't going to make the employer have to hire people that are high all the time on weed. In fact, you can continue to do your drug tests, but
they're advocating for making people unemployable.
That's right. Not only that, but it's like, you know, what are you teaching? What are we going to do? You're going to have these people that are doing it for recreation purposes, and obviously they're going to try and go to work after a certain point because...
Or join the military, or to become a police officer.
And that's a very good point, because if you go back to what we're talking about here, Prop 207 is a state-proposed proposition that could legalize the use of marijuana for anything. You don't need a doctor's note. You can just use marijuana in the state of Arizona. But you can't when you go through the checkpoints. If you have marijuana in your car, you're going to go to prison.
Yeah.
You're going to be sniffed out by the dogs. Why? Because it's not federally okay to have marijuana in your car.
Drive onto the military base.
No, you're going to be put in jail or prison, a federal prison. So on the state level, it might be okay, but you're going to have a headache. You know, when you try going across the border to go into Mexico or Canada, or you go just from Arizona to California and you're going through a border checkpoint. You're going to have a real bad time.
And you get caught, it could change your life, because then you're limited from what job you can do from now on.
That's right.
Because you got that on your record that I smoke marijuana. Good luck with that federal job you're looking for. You're not going to be an FBI agent.
Yeah, and not only that, but I mean, as an employer, I don't know how employable that person would be.
You can't drive a truck, you can't work heavy equipment, you can't work in many businesses.
When that pops up on the radar through a background check, that resume goes in the pot. It goes in the... When I get resumes into my office, you separate them. This is a potential, this is not, you know, and you throw those in the trash, and then you have this little pile of maybes. We've got a caller on the line. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Did we lose him?
I guess so. It's okay.
You're awesome.
You need to go to break anyway.
Let's go to break. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
There's a lot going on in the world right now, and getting your tax refund is as important as ever. The locally owned and operated H&R Block offices in the Yuma community are here to help you safely get your taxes done. Just drop off your documents at H&R Block, and a tax pro will do the rest. We'll get through these challenging and uncertain times together, Yuma. So if you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Fox News on AM 560 Radio is brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Kennedy said, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. You and I are that generation.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I am attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
Pushing the buttons and twisting dials and doing jumping jacks. Man, you should see this guy working
I'm
here.
Invigorated.
He's hitting the floor doing push-ups. I mean, he's getting his workout today. But we were talking before the break some of the events that have happened in 2020. I mean, let's be honest. This has been quite the year. And about March time frame is when COVID the quarantine started happening and things like that, and I talked about the angst and the anxiety that created, and then leading up to this George Floyd event, and now, like I said, looking back, retrospect is 2020, and I think we agree, Russ, that we were both kind of let's wait and see. This obviously is not going to be the whole story when you see vague cell phone footage from those people around and stuff, but when we saw the full body cam imagery and the actual whole scene, I would argue that was completely appropriate what they did. And now that we have the toxicology reports back, it was obvious that he had meth in his system, he had fentanyl in his system.
He had like multiple.
Yeah, and that is a heart-stopping combination. So he already had it, and he had COVID. So it's like the guy was going to die anyway. Well, I mean, that would be my argument,
they held him
and
down.
That is the argument for those that are defending these
because he was
police officers. So going back to that, the reason I'm talking about that is because this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is just part of the plan. This isn't like a series of events that was put together chaotically. This was a planned effort, and so here you have the angst and anxiety leading up to George Floyd. That, when a person like that passes away because of alleged police brutality, you know what the natural thing to do is? Let's go burn down the shops and loot and riot and things like that. That's what we ought to do because that's going to change the fabric of our society. So you saw these mass riots and you still see them. The occupations of the Portland downtown, you've got Seattle that's just gone to pot, and people are by the droves leaving those states. What is very interesting, and pay attention here, what's very interesting is up to this point, if you go back to the real estate sales in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, again, I deal with a lot of individuals from Washington State and Oregon and California, and prior to these happenings, the property values there were bananas. I mean, never in the history of those states had values of property been so high. It was just astronomical. Now you have these riots and these lootings and things like that, and you don't have police intervention, not because they don't want to, it's because they don't have any support from their local governments, the mayors and things of that nature in those particular cities. And so what's happened is now you have all these tenants saying, we don't want to be in Portland, we don't want to be in Seattle, and it's driving down the value of the property. And keep with me here. What happens when value of properties go down? And eventually this is going to blow over. You have big money coming in buying those properties at a decreased value. It's so low that it's a sale for them, and they've got a lot of money to do it. And now they start gobbling up these properties again. They go up in value. They start selling them off. It's just a whole money scheme, in my opinion. It's all fabricated in a way to put more money into those that have a lot of deep pockets. And it's all through the use of these strategies that, if you look back at the history of our nation, it's not the first time that this has happened. It is a cyclical type thing, and you need to call it what it is. It's not for political gain. It is to a certain extent, but I think all of us are pretty on board that we need police officers to make sure that I don't get murdered in my house at night, or when I call 911, I have an officer that can come and help me in my particular situation. I would hate or fear that if I were to call 911, they say, you know what, we're at Jack in the Box, and we don't really deal with domestic violence things anymore, because it puts us in a really tight spot. I don't want to, you know, go to prison. What's your nationality? Oh, yeah, no, we can't touch you. I would hate to live in a society like that. And the moment that we allow that to happen is, to me, we ought to be prepared. And we talk about this all the time. You should be prepared anyway. And that's what I love about Arizona, is that you're allowed to have a firearm. I think it's wise to have your permit to go through that training so that you're not, you know, I still sometimes, I have a concealed carry firearm. I have a couple of them. Sometimes I wear them on my person, sometimes I don't. It depends on what I'm wearing that day. It also depends on my comfort level. Sometimes I wear these clothes that I feel like, oh, I don't know, if I move a certain way, I'm afraid I'm going to shoot myself or something like that. So I always have this fear.
Always bad.
In the back of my mind. Yeah, I don't want to be sitting in my chair and then pop, pop, you know, like pop myself in the leg on accident.
You go see Nicole Wilkinson. She'll show you how to do that.
Yeah.
She'll take care of you. She'll
help
absolutely. You with the right carry, the right way.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that because I'm happy that I have the ability to do that, because even here in Yuma, what was it? Right before I went to law school, there was an attorney here in town who was murdered in his law office, Shelley.
God, they shot 5 people that day or something.
Right, yeah. And then at the time, I hadn't got to law school yet, but I was working in a law office over at Burn and Benish with Wayne Benish and Sean Garner, and I was just a paralegal at that time, and it was fearful for us because we got the phone call of what's going down, and you don't know the information. You just know that you've got a shooter that's going from place to place shooting.
And you don't know why.
You don't know why. You don't
just
know the motivation.
Yeah, right,
exactly. And so we had to go on lockdown in our particular office.
Not John Minori. He went on arm up.
Yeah, and that is a testament to what we as Arizonans stand for.
Yeah.
And going back to what I mentioned at the very beginning of the program, if we allow outside influences, I'm not saying that those outside influences, we don't listen to them. We can listen to them. We can calculate. We can debate. We can go back and forth. But ultimately, don't tell me what my Arizona values are. I know what my Arizona values are because I grew up here.
Right.
I am Arizona. And when you come in from California or Washington or Oregon or any other state to tell me, you know what, we're better than you because, look, these are all the things we put in place. We've got unions for our teachers, so nobody can get fired. Molest the kids, it doesn't matter. You can't get fired. We've got the union to back you up. When you come in and say, oh, marijuana is good for you, it's all about the kids, we'll take the money from the marijuana sales and we'll dump it into this teacher education fund that nobody will ever see the light of day in. And really, it drops in the bucket and won't even do anything to further our education. But it doesn't matter because once you vote yes for those propositions for the children, air quotes, then, you know, the kids are going to be better off. That is not the case. And now you can't undo it. We can't legislate it out. All we got to do is now put another proposition on the ballot, which is highly unlikely to happen. Oh. And they do this on purpose. They know what they're doing. They're not dummies. And that's what we have to be aware of. When you see things that say, oh, it's for the children, it's for education, we need more for education, this is, you need to be aware of that. That's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
We need a proposition that says all propositions are limited to 10 years, and then they have to be redone or they have an end date.
I like that idea.
Sunset.
Yeah. Or no outside money, like we talked about before.
That too. Let's do both.
Yeah. Don't California my Arizona. Have you seen that bumper sticker?
Yes.
I love California for its natural beauty and its habitats and things like that. My brother lives there, and I love to go visit him. But that's all we do is visit.
Oh, and the
we
wild, visit, wildlife. We go. I love watching Pelosi without a mask, you know.
out in the wild. Yeah. Ew, like a Serengeti type ordeal. Yeah, no, I don't. I don't like to look, you know, at that. But getting back to what we're talking about, you have to be prepared for this election. When you get your ballots in the mail, be aware of Prop 207. That's the proposition that is asking you to legalize the recreational use of marijuana in Arizona. It's not going away if you say yes to that. That means that we cannot legislate out of it. Once it's on our books, you can't get out of it. The second proposition that will be on your ballot is Prop 208. That is a tax increase. Again, it's all for the children. But the way that they cushioned this was it's a tax increase on the really rich people. So you don't need to worry about it. Just vote yes, and it'll help our kids. So what it is, it's a 3.5% tax increase, meaning the highest tax bracket right now, I think, is you get taxed at, I think, 4.5%, I think, something like that. Right. Well, this would increase it to 8-ish. You know, 8%.
Like a 77% increase.
Yeah, but they don't say that. They say, oh, it's only a 3.5% increase.
Yeah.
No, in reality, you're more than doubling that bracket tax. And to this point, Arizona, the reason why people are flooding Arizona businesses is because we have been to this point, tax-friendly type environment.
Oh, we won't be for long if we do that.
If you pass 208, it's going to crush Arizona. And economists have even said that this will crush Arizona. It will put it at a standstill, if not put it backwards.
Right.
And so Prop 208 is bad for Arizona. Prop 207 is bad for Arizona. I encourage you to do a little bit more research. Don't just take my word for it. You can go online. You can Google Prop 208, Prop 207, and do your research. Find out what we're talking about so that when your ballots come in the mail, you're prepared. Okay? You can listen to Russ and I all day long and the other people that come onto this particular 560 KBLU, but I encourage you to do your own research. That's what I did. I listened to the House of Representatives, of the state last Friday. I listened to the senators, some of the senators in this luncheon, and I went home and I did my research on those propositions, so I'd encourage you to do that. But I'm telling you, they're both bad for Arizona. We'll talk to you next week. This has been Life, Death, and the Law. 560 AM, KBLU.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.